I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, CAMH. There is an incredible facility right here in downtown Toronto that is helping on the front lines and is doing incredible innovative research. They are a facility that treats everybody with dignity, and they need your help. May 6th to 12th is Mental Health Week. If this matters to you, help CAMH. There's no better place for your resources. Go to camh.ca/CanadaLand and donate now. Help CAMH treat addiction and build hope. You ready to go?
Sure.
Okay. Where are you and what do your surroundings look like?
I am sitting in my basement because I thought it might be the quietest spot to speak with you, because upstairs in my very tiny little house, I have a 2.5-year-old and a 7-month-old, and at any moment they could freak out and scream. Stay tuned.
What's the most abnormal thing that you did today?
Honestly, sending work emails that had nothing to do with COVID felt the most abnormal. That's been the hardest part, is to actually focus on my regular job.
So just doing normal stuff felt abnormal.
That's what I'm finding the hardest thing to do, because, you know, I'm a newspaper reporter, but I'm not on the COVID beat. I'm an investigative journalist. Like, that's only doing, I mean, at some point I'm sure I'm going to get hauled off onto the news file, but for right now, it's kind of my world is business as usual working on it, but it feels silly. It's like I'm trying, what's the point of filing an FOI right now or asking a government agency to comment on this thing that I've been working on for a long time? So that's kind of the weirdest, trying to figure out what to do right now.
What's been your most selfish deed or thought during the whole ordeal?
My most selfish deed. Well, I try not to be selfish. I mean, I guess, you know, we're probably outside more than we should be because the kids are so little and crazy. And, you know, when we go out to the playground, I'm, you know, just that doubt that I'm sure everyone's feeling is this fine? Like, I met some friends yesterday with their toddler son, and we socially distanced, but the kids are also snotty and boogery and licking each other. I don't know. So it's like just trying to figure out how you socially distance with toddlers. A friend of mine, like several weeks ago, got quarantined because someone at her work tested positive. So I went out and did all my shopping for the most part several weeks ago. So I didn't get caught up in that panic buying. Obviously people shouldn't be panic buying, but it's, you also understand that impulse. It's like, it just seems that the shaming and screaming is not good. If people are scared, it's understandable. And I'm scared.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that eye rolling, like what a bunch of lunatic idiots with the panic buying. And then I'm like at a Loblaws at like 10 p.m. last night. I'm like, well, I'm not panic buying. I'm
exactly. That is exactly my point. It's been like, oh, all you idiots stockpiling all blah, blah, blah. And then I just did a food inventory on the weekend because I'm neurotic and I use spreadsheets a lot. And I was like, oh, I have 15 boxes of pasta.
I'm jealous. The shelves were totally bare. Of everything except for multigrain lasagna. There were multigrain lasagna sheets, and they looked very lonely in the pasta aisle.
Yeah, no one wants that.
Okay, back to the questionnaire.
Yes, yes.
Name something that gave you pleasure today.
Um, watching my, so my husband is home because we, so there's the four of us on the house, and he did an art lesson with the toddler while I'm trying to work, and it was very cute. And she's home from daycare, and it's kind of pandemonium, but at the same time, it is, I don't know, we haven't had this much family time, just the four of us in the house since I don't even know when. So that's kind of been nice.
Yeah. Okay, last question.
Mm-hmm.
What is something that you think might never be the same after this?
I think we are, as a society, probably more likely to wear masks, socially distance, see hand sanitizers out in the world more. And I can say, me personally, I've signed up for cable again for the first time in 10 years because I need the daily news on TV. I didn't think that would ever happen again.
That's not an expected answer, a return to terrestrial linear television.
I know, it's funny. It's, looking at Twitter just makes me real angry at the moment. But I do need, like everybody else, I think, just looking for more information constantly. Not that it's going to change anything in my current world because I'm just sitting in the house. But I guess I need CNN, I need CP24, I need the CBC and MSNBC and blah, 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 blah. And I need that constant.
I'm the opposite. I get stressed out by cable news, but Twitter, I can yell back. So,
I think like a lot of people, I had nice conversations with my boomer parents trying to get them to come back from Florida early. And they finally crossed the border this morning. But that, you know, there's all that stress too. And, you know, friends who are, we all have those, I think we're having those relationships right now, and people in our lives who maybe aren't taking this seriously, and you hear yourself and sometimes you sound like a crazy person, but you also know how serious it is, or worry what could happen. And it's a crazy time just to sit back and go like, wow, what are we going through right now as a world?
Yeah. The struggle is real with wrangling the boomers.
It is. Yeah. It's funny. My parents, they're going to hate that I'm talking about them. They're in Florida and with a lot of other retirees. And when we started talking a couple of weeks ago about this, I was just astonished by how little awareness there was in the U.S. about COVID-19 and what was coming. They don't feel old, but they're vulnerable. And that's, I think, so much for me, the stress of this. Yeah, you want to go, you know, like, I can go get your groceries for you. And they're like, I'm capable of getting my groceries. It's like, of course you are. But also maybe you shouldn't.
maybe we shouldn't double the exposure. Maybe that's not the best. Yeah.
Yeah. This has not been the most insightful thing, but it's nice. It's a nice little distraction for the day, Jesse.
I just called you to talk. Robin, thanks so much.
All right. Talk to you soon.